The Vikings have found a lot of different ways to win games in 2016. A big reason for the win against Houston was our guest in the player spotlight today. It's Adam Thielen, the right combination, Bradford and Thielen, against the Houston Texans. 7-127 and a touchdown, man. You had a big game.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to just be out there and competing. And just having fun. You know, Bradford obviously did a great job of just making it easy on me.
Pretty crazy. You grew up in Minnesota. You obviously watch a lot of Vikings games, I'm sure. Now you're playing for the Vikings in the new stadium and your parents and family go to the games. It's got to be a surreal thing after a game like that for you.
Yeah, no, it's great. You know, lots of texts, Facebook messages, things like that, lots of support. So it's nice to have that. And obviously opening up the new stadium, it's great. You know, I always dreamed of playing in the Metrodome, but this is just on another level.
Favorite catch from the game against Houston? You had the long touchdown, obviously, but you also had a great catch in the fourth quarter on a third down along the sideline. That was a good play as well. Do you have a favorite catch from that game?
Probably not a favorite catch. Maybe just a favorite route. You know, I like when I get press coverage and I can kind of work the guy. So there was a play, just like a basically a little slant route in the slot, and beat him pretty good. So I guess just more my favorite route.
Has Sam Bradford done a really good job of learning this offense? I mean, you've been in it for a few years now, so I'm sure you know it like the back of your hand, but the quarterback has to know it that well, too, and he just got here 8 days before the season started. It looks like, though, he's done a great job.
Yeah, he makes it look easy, but it's not. When Norv first came here and brought this offense to us, it was not an easy offense to pick up, so it's really crazy what he's been able to do and how comfortably he's been able to feel in this offense, but the guy just works really hard, and from day one he came in here, staying after practice, getting the receivers together, and making sure that you know, we are all on the same page.
What do you think is the identity of you guys in the wide receiver room? And the reason I ask that is because a lot of teams have, you know, two or three guys that are the guys every single week, but it seems like you guys come up with some sort of different mix of playmakers every single week. So what's the thing you guys hang your hat on?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's got to be tough for, you know, the offense coordinator and the coaches to come up with who's going to be playing and who's going to be where, because there's a lot of guys in our room that can play at a high level. And I think it might be frustrating at times for some of us, just because, you know, it's just you're behind guys, but, hey, they're making plays and you know, we're having fun. That's the good thing about this group, is nobody is mad about anything. Everybody's just having fun out there, and we're happy for one another when other players you know, play well, because, you know, it's everybody's working hard, and you see that in practice.
Speaking of being happy for someone, Cordero had a touchdown reception against Houston, you know, and the first time he had a touchdown catch since 2014. We've seen him impact the game as a kickoff returner and as a gunner now on the punt team, but to see him get a touchdown reception, were you happy for him on that?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. I think I was probably happier than he was, but it's awesome. We have a great chemistry, all of us in that receiver room. So when one of us scores a touchdown, it almost feels like we all scored. So it makes it fun that way, and I'm so glad that I don't really know how it is other places, but it seems like we have a pretty dang close knit group compared to most.
Your position coach is George Stewart. He has a really good reputation across the league. I remember John Gruden came here for Monday Night Football a couple of weeks ago against the Giants, and he was going through people he knew out on the field. He knew Coach Stu. He's like George Stewart. That guy's been around a long time. He's good at what he does. So he's a well-renowned coach. What do you appreciate about him, though?
I think just what he expects out of us. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're on the practice squad or on the active roster. He's going to expect you to practice at a high level and play at a high level. And I think you see that on the field, because we kind of all hold ourselves to high standards. And I think the reason why our receiver room is having success, it starts with him. You know, it starts up top and works its way down. And, you know, he's just on us every day to make sure that we're working hard. And you know, like I said, he's been in this league for a long time, so he knows how to win games.
How's Laquan doing? You know, because the guy's got a lot of talent and he's going to be a good player in this league. But you've said it. There's a lot of guys in your room who can make plays. He's one of them. But, you know, first-round picks a lot of times produce at such a high level. Laquan hasn't had the opportunity to do that yet. But how do you think he's done so far in his rookie season?
Yeah, I give credit to him, because I know if I was in that position, I would be frustrated and you know, wanting to get on that field. And obviously, as competitors, everybody wants to play, and everybody wants to play now. But But no, I think he's done a great job. He comes to work every day, and he's always asking questions. He's always working hard. He's working on the things that he needs to get better at. And I think if you know the fans saw the way he practices, they'd be pretty impressed, and they'd be happy with his progression.